When an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom, the expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga. 20, 15, 10, touchdown! And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
Sometimes silence is deafening. At other times, things have to be seen to be believed. For those in the deaf community, these two statements ring loud and clear. Most of us will never understand what it is like to be part of this special group. But spend some time with loyal Chiefs fan Rick Borchardt, and your eyes will be opened.
I was born in St. Joseph, Missouri. Lived there for about 2 years, and then I have a 2-year older brother, and he was starting school, and he's deaf also. So my mom and dad were looking into schools outside of St. Joe, and they found a good school in Kansas City. So we moved there when I was 2, and I've been there ever since, in Overland Park, Kansas, and my parents are still there. My parents have been great. My whole life, they've been very supportive. Once they found out we were deaf, after they stopped crying, they started investigating what we needed and what our future was going to be like. I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for them.
It was tough to have a second child with a hearing impairment, but thank God Donna was a teacher, because she was the one that got us through that type of thing.
We started going to as many parent meetings as we could find. Began to learn sign language, making choices for schools. I think, you know, we learn to adapt, we learn perseverance.
The Borchardt family faced a difficult journey that required strength and togetherness. And like in most families, Rick and his brother Matt built a relationship of tough love and thick skin.
They only battled once that I remember, and that was all the time. They fought a lot. But the amazing thing is, if you let one of the neighborhood kids start getting to one of them, then they become a team and handle it themselves.
My brother and I played sports growing up. We both went to mainstream school throughout elementary. And then by high school, my brother went to the deaf school. I decided to stay in my classes with the mainstream. I was the only deaf person in my school. I didn't have an interpreter. Nobody really paid attention to teachers anyway. I played sports, but I was lip reading a lot. I was playing soccer and baseball, things I knew. I didn't start football until I was a senior in high school.
When he became a senior, the state allowed a hearing impaired student in a mainstream program to participate in sports and extracurriculars at the School for the Deaf.
I didn't want to learn the game. I wanted to play it. I knew I would have better opportunities at Kansas School for the Deaf.
Football. You're either on the bench or on the field. How poetic that Rick reflects this game in his everyday life and how he approaches it. But what would you expect from a guy who's 6'4", 210? You certainly would never find him on the sidelines.
Most kids I know who can't hear are the active ones. They're outside doing stuff all the time. They don't sit around listening to the radio or watch much TV. They'd rather be out doing stuff, and that's the way I was growing up. I don't think being deaf makes a difference in football. Everybody on my team was deaf. Our coaches were deaf. So everything was in sign language. You had no problem with that. It's just quiet. That's the only difference. Very quiet. You don't hear the helmets crashing, but you can sure feel it. There were some kids who were not very nice, but I think once they saw me play, they were more receptive. Played Ironman football. We were 7-1 that year. We were national deaf champs. I was playing all the time, defense and offense. It's fun to hit people. That's the best part of football. In soccer, they had all these rules. I tried to play basketball one time in 7th grade, and I fouled out. Football is just the action. The hitting, running, catching, takes a lot more skill. I think I liked offense. I scored some touchdowns. I would just always run up to the referee and hand him the ball with a smile. That worked for me.
Football, hitting, Kansas. It was an easy equation for a young kid in Middle America growing up in the heart of the kingdom.
I didn't really watch the Chiefs much until I was in high school. And my brother took me to my first game at Arrowhead in high school, probably when I was a junior or a senior. We sat way up at the top. Actually, the players are a lot smaller in person than they are on TV. I have a lot of friends that ask me about Arrowhead because we have that reputation of being loud and that tailgating. When you go to those games, you see red and gold everywhere. Really a beautiful sight. Everyone cooking, having a good time, and they really go early in the morning to prepare for the game, no matter what time it starts. And they're very friendly too, even with visiting teams, not like some other places I've been. They often stand, and you have to stand in order to see over there. They're very large. You can feel the vibration. I've been to several stadiums. Kansas City is still and always will be my favorite.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.
With a hearing aid, I can hear pretty well. I hear the normal everyday sounds. I'll hear cars honking, people talking on the TV. But once that hearing aid comes off, I'm completely deaf. pretty much total silence.
Total silence. That is how many of the hearing impaired operate their daily lives. But what some perceive as a weakness, others perceive as a strength. As is the case at Rick's alma mater, the 148-year-old Gallaudet University, located in the heart of our nation's capital. Gallaudet's football tradition dates back more than 100 years. The contribution its players made to the game changed football forever. In 1890, Gallaudet's players looked for a way to plot strategy without the opponent stealing their hand signals. They moved several yards off the ball and formed a circle so that the other team could not see the quarterback signing. The players called this formation a huddle, and soon every team in America was using it. Gallaudet University brought another innovation to the game, the drum. The drum is like a coach. The players feel its vibration and respond. The drum signals the start of practice and the end of stretching. It begins each drill, and no team member is more important than the drummer. The innovations that began at Gallaudet University through its nearly 150-year history have rippled into deaf communities around the world. So Rick was no stranger to its traditions when he himself played for Gallaudet's football team, the Bison. A game at Gallaudet begins like a game at any other school, with the national anthem. Only there is no music, no singing, only signs. But once the drum is struck, Bison football takes hold. Rick's competitive spirit, which had shown itself in his earliest days, was at home with the Gallaudet Bison. Their goal is not to be seen as a good deaf team, but simply a good football team.
I don't think being deaf is much of an issue if it's all you've ever known.
Chiefs Kingdom goes inside the lives of the most remarkable fans in the NFL. Email your stories to 65TPT@kcchiefs.org, and you might be featured on the next Chiefs Kingdom. An accomplished graduate of Gallaudet University, Midwest native Rick Borchardt continues his academic spirit as an administrator for the American School for the Deaf. Located in Hartford, Connecticut, the school boasts a reputation as one of the finest institutions for the deaf and is credited with the birth of sign language. But one thing it cannot claim is being Rick's true home. That flag has already been planted.
Like I said, I'm a loyalist, so I'm still watching the Chiefs. I try to get out as much as I can. It's kind of hard to go out every Sunday, but when I can, I do. I miss Kansas City very much. I miss all my favorite restaurants. The best pizza is out there. Not in New York, not Chicago. It's in Kansas City. No matter where I live, Kansas City will always be home for me.
Nothing is more important to Rick than his roots. Yet he'll always feel most at home walking the sidelines at the Kansas School for the Deaf. So what could be more special than bringing his hometown team to the field where it all began?
Switching the ball and on.
Protect the ball. Protect the ball.
There you go. And remember, hey, look, you want to keep space in between. One of the things, you know, a lot of times people ask you, you know, what is one important thing that you learn as far as playing football and all? A lot of times they figure as professional athletes about the money and all, too. But one of the things I kind of appreciate, just like with Tony, same thing with Dave and all, what happens out here, just like you got your mother and father, brothers and sisters, this right here becomes your family and all. Everybody don't agree with everything's happening or different personalities and all, too, but when you get out on the field, you play as one.
Some things are universal, like friendship and laughter. And in this case, a leather ball with eight laces and the love for all that surrounds it. Although we sense the world in different ways, the joys of running through the grass, tossing the ball, or even cheering on your favorite team has the same meaning for all of us. And no matter how you support the kingdom, like Rick Borchardt, you'll always feel that rumble in your heart.
First autograph ever.
Chiefs Kingdom goes inside the lives of the most remarkable fans in the NFL. Email your stories to 65TPT@kcchiefs.org, and you might be featured on the next Chiefs Kingdom. Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. The Chiefs Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story of her adventure. It often goes unnoticed or overlooked, ignored by those who don't need it, but necessary for those who do. Closed captioning for television and the games at Arrowhead takes a lot more than meets the eye.
Just like the Chiefs Kingdom, our captioners are everywhere.
We have about 35 captioners who live around the country.
And they work from their own home offices to provide those services anywhere in the country.
On game day in Arrowhead, our captioner dials into the audio line provided by the staff at Kansas City Chiefs and listens to the audio and writes what she hears. Her writing is transmitted via her modem into the stadium and is displayed on the board.
Manning throws it in the flat. It is caught! An immediate hit. Derek Johnson blows up No. Sean Moreno and shovels dirt on it on a 4-yard loss.
I think the captioning has been great. It's very useful for me. I watch the game, I watch the players, and when there's something going on that I don't understand, or if it stopped for some reason, I need to know what, maybe there's a foul or a penalty. I'll look up there and see what they're saying and what's going on. Coaches Shallon, when they have their discussions or they talk, that's when I look up, between plays. So it's really useful and informational.
Like any good team, captioning takes many people from many places working together. And although you might not know exactly where those words originate, you'll always know where to find them. On the next Chiefs Kingdom.
To have our own live chief riding a beautiful paint horse was just incredible.
And War Paint didn't just walk around, not with Bob Johnson aboard.
I went in the snow, I went in the rain, I never had a coat on.
I thought he was changing horses in between touchdowns.
I believe that's where game production truly began.
Thank you. 55 toss power trap.